Here's the thing about the Sabbath day. If you study the Bible, okay, not the internet, not, you know, your pagan encyclopedia, but if you study the Bible, all throughout the Old Testament, the Bible talks about the Sabbath and observing the Sabbath. Now, let me ask you this. When did they start observing the Sabbath? When did God command them to observe the Sabbath? Well, it was with the Mosaic Law. It was with Moses. Now, before that, you don't see the command to observe the Sabbath. Now, you can say, well, but in the beginning, God created the earth, and after 6 days, he rested. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That wasn't a commandment that was taught or observed until the Mosaic Law, okay? And when the Mosaic Law came, the Sabbath was instituted. Turn to Colossians chapter 2, if you would. When the Mosaic Law came, the Sabbath was instituted that they were to work 6 days and to rest on the seventh day, okay? Now, we in America don't even usually work a six-day work week, do we? I mean, the vast majority of people, they don't even work the 6 days. They're observing both. I mean, they take Saturday and Sunday off. I mean, that's the vast majority of people, right? But look what Colossians says, because it's clear that we are living in the New Testament. Now, I'm not one that believes that just because we're living in the New Testament, we throw out the Old Testament. We shouldn't throw out the Old Testament. And here's a good rule of thumb. Anything that God did not specifically change, we should still observe. Okay? So basically, if God said something in the Old Testament, if God told us, hey, do this or don't do this, unless he tells us that he changed on that, shouldn't we just stick with it? Okay. So, if the New Testament just said absolutely nothing about the Sabbath, let's say the New Testament just said nothing about the Sabbath, then shouldn't we just keep doing the Sabbath? If the Old Testament said to do the Sabbath, and if the New Testament just said nothing about it, then I'll stick with it, okay? But here's the truth, okay? The New Testament, not only does the New Testament not one time tell us to observe the Sabbath, not once. In the whole 260 chapters of the New Testament, not one time does God tell us, observe the Sabbath, okay? But you say, but wait a minute, Pastor Anderson, you said as long as he doesn't tell us anything, we shouldn't change it. Okay, but look what the Bible does say in the New Testament. In Colossians 2, verse 14, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. So here, God gives us a list of things that we should not let anybody judge us about, that were just a shadow of things to come, that are ordinances that have been blotted out. He says, these ordinances have been blotted out, therefore don't let anybody trouble you concerning what? And he lists meat, drink, holiday, or that'd be like our word holiday, meat, drink, holidays, new moons, and Sabbath days. Okay? So isn't that telling us right there, don't worry about the Sabbath days? But yet somebody's going to judge us for not respecting the Sabbath days. Well, the Bible says here that that ordinance has been blotted out because it was a shadow of things to come. Go to Hebrews 9. Because you see, there's a certain classification of laws in the Old Testament that were temporary laws. They were not permanent, they were temporary, okay? Now, there are a lot of laws of God that never change, that are permanent, that are always in place, that have always been in place and always will be in place, but then there were other temporary ordinances that were put in place at the time of Moses only for a temporary period that would end. And the Bible teaches this in Hebrews chapter 9. And by the way, the Bible also says, I believe in chapter 8, now the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. So to just say, well, the law never changes, then why did he say that there is made of necessity a change of the law? And look, if you would, at Hebrews chapter 9, he talks about this. He says in verse 9, which was a figure for the time then present. So it was something that was just for back then, he says, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Verse 10, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them forever. Is that what it says? Impose on them till doomsday? No. It says impose on them until the time of reformation. And the Bible then defines what that time of reformation is in the next phrase. He says until the time of reformation, but Christ being come, an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not make with hands, but that is to say, not of this building. So right there he defines that the time of reformation is the coming of Christ. Now, doesn't this list match up with the list that we saw over in Colossians? Because the other list was, remember, meats, drinks, and then it was the new moons, the Sabbath days, okay, the holidays. Well, here we see meats and drinks, same thing. And then we also see the word ordinances, which is the same word that he used in Colossians 2. The blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, which was against us. But these lists include a few different things also. The other list talked about holidays, new moons, and Sabbath days. This one talks about the meat, drinks, and the divers, washings, and carnal ordinances. So basically, anything that doesn't fall under these categories, we should still do. So like when God said that a man should not put on women's clothing, and a woman should not put on man's clothing, let's keep doing that. Okay, and the law that said, you know, don't marry your sister, hey, that was a pretty good law too. Let's stick with that. But when we get to the one about meat, drink, new moons, because what was the new moon? On the new moon, they're supposed to blow a trumpet on the new moon and have a feast. Do we do that? Do we observe that? In fact, we're told not to.